ne yɛda sonko da wiase amansɛ nyinaa ɛto asi hɔ ma ɛmaa nti mema waba ɛmaa ministry sɛ meba bɛma ɛmaa nyinaa wɔ Ghana ɛfirihyia pa na maba mebɔ wɔn aba so baabi a yɛwɔ sɛ amaama na modɔɔso wɔ Ghana ɛfiri sɛ Ghana ba bɛyɛ yie a na ɛfa no gyina mo so ɛyɛ sɛ mokeka mo ho na deɛ sese a moyɛ na aba nso yɛ ne boa mo no nso so tumi aba mu aban abɛn ato ahyɛ ne ho sɛ ɛba bɛhyɛ da aboa mmaa adwadie sukuu kɔ ɛna a afei a yɛbɛn secondary school nso ba bɛyɛ firi na mmaa no a ɛne yɛboa mo na nti nhyehyɛɛ a npp aban yɛɛyɛ sɛ yɛba ne ɛba bɛboa mmaa na yɛahyɛ da de ahoɔden foforɔ aba ma fa no yɛgyina kwan so yɛba bɛyɛ na deɛ mese nyankopɔn no sɛ afei a yɛbɛn yɛbɛba na saa fisiada a yɛbɛn bio yɛbɛba no na mahu sɛ nneɛma a na yɛka sɛ yɛba bɛyɛ no na koraa na yɛde ɛba nti no meda mo ase paa sɛ moaba ne sɛ yɛba bɛhyia me ne mo minista no nso so deɛ ɛba mo asɛm no a ɔmama so dwume koraa ɛmaa sei nanso so no saa na ɛsɛ sɛ ɛba no nti no meda mo ase sɛ moanya kwan aba ne nyinaa atumi ahyia no fɛfɛɛfɛ sei onyame hyira ɛmaa ɛwɔ Ghana nyinaa na mema mo nyinaa nso afirihyia pa buo.
International Women's Day is a collective day of global celebration and a call for gender parity. No single government, NGO, charity, corporation, academic institution, women's network, or media hub is solely responsible for International Women's Day. Many organizations declare an annual International Women's Day theme that supports their specific agenda or cause, and some of these are adopted more widely with relevance than others. This year, Ghana has chosen the theme Economic Empowerment for the Rural Woman, 2 for Sustainable Development. World-renowned feminist, journalist, and social and political activist Gloria Steinem believes that the story of women's struggle for equality belongs to no single feminist nor to any organization, but to the collective efforts of all who care about human rights. Thus, International Women's Day is all about unity, celebration, reflection, advocacy and action. But one thing is for sure, International Women's Day has been marked for well over a century and continues to grow from strength to strength. The world has witnessed a significant change and attitudinal shift in both women's and society's thoughts about women's equality and emancipation. Many from a younger generation may feel that all the battles have been won for women. With more women in the boardroom, greater equality in legislative rights, and an increased critical mass of women's visibility as impressive role models in every aspect of life, one could think that women have gained true equality. The unfortunate fact is that women are still not paid equally as their male counterparts. Women still are not present in equal numbers in business or politics. And globally, women's education, health, and the violence against them is worse than that of men. However, great improvements have been made. We do have female astronauts and prime ministers. Schoolgirls are welcomed into universities. Women can work and have families, and women have real choices. And so each year, the world inspires women and celebrates their achievements. International Women's Day is an official holiday in many countries, including Afghanistan, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Burkina Faso, Cambodia, Cuba, Georgia, Guinea-Bissau, Eritrea, and Uganda, among others. The tradition sees men honoring their mothers, wives, girlfriends, colleagues, with flowers and small gifts. In some countries, International Women's Day has the equivalent status of Mother's Day, where children give small presents to their mothers and grandmothers. Year on year, International Women's Day is certainly
Mrs. Rebecca Ekufuado is hosting some women groups in the country as part of the celebration of International Women's Day. Those present include wife of the Vice President, Samira Baumia, former First Lady Nana Akunedo Ajiman-Rawlings, chairperson of EC Charlotte Osei, former chief executive of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Joyce Ayi, Queen Mothers, women in the showbiz industry, and members of parliament. They are discussing issues of gender parity and politics, the world of work, in the church, and in sustainable development. The First Lady asks women to fight for gender parity wherever they find themselves. We are joined on the line by Doreen Ampofu, who's at the gathering. Hello, Doreen.
Hello, Mercy.
So could you enlighten us on the specific women's issues that the ladies have been discussing?
Now, as we all know, that today is International Women's Day, so obviously we are celebrating women achievers around the world, and specifically in Ghana. The theme for Ghana's celebration is Be Bold for Change. Now, various issues were discussed, as you said, issues of parity, gender parity with regards to the law, in the world of work, in terms of women having access to finance to be able to provide for themselves, their families, their children, and people around them. Now, the First Lady gave a brief speech, and she was very particular about the fact that despite efforts to be able to make sure that women are at par with their fellow men, it seems that women are still lagging behind. Now, she spoke about the fact that the World Economic Forum predicts the gender gap will not be closed until 2186. And that's, she said that's a very long time for women to achieve parity. So if there's anything that has to be done, it has to be done now so that women achieve parity with men. Let's take a listen to her.
What a delight it is for me to have all of you bold women here today. Women making a difference in the lives of other women. Women taking steps to ensure gender parity. Women making significant contributions in politics, finance, business, agriculture, education, the arts, and many other areas. While the World Economic Forum predicts the gender gap won't close entirely until 2186, we cannot wait that long. This is why the idea of being bold for change is so important. What if we all work together to take actions and make contributions that would get us closer to gender parity? We would sooner than later have a generation of women who are equal partners with men in all spheres of life. It is important that as we forge on, we remember the many women who have made great contributions to get us closer to gender parity.
Well, that was the First Lady, Mrs. Rebecca Ekufuado. Now, we also had very distinguished women here. We had the former First Lady, Mrs. Nana Akunedo Ajiman-Rawlings, and she was very particular about the fact that after the Beijing conference, now, your many women gathered to sign a treaty such that women will be would have equality in whatever issue that comes up. Now, she said after that one, although so many things have been done, there's still a challenge. Now, she spoke about women parliamentarians and said that when issues of women come into parliament, they should not look at it from the political perspective. They should champion the cause of women instead of siding with their political parties, which might not be in favor of women.
Our presence here today is also to acknowledge our rural women across the developing world whose daily toil goes unnoticed here in Ghana. Rural women plow, till, harvest the land. They serve as caregivers and keepers of knowledge in our rural communities. Rural women are the backbone that sustains the livelihood of our communities. Their contribution to our society is immense and yet benefits the least. I'm therefore encouraged that this year, as we mark our 60 years of our independence from the clutches of colonialism, Ghana's theme centers on discourse of to advance rural women economically. And I am so thrilled that the UN has used my, hashtag, be bold, yes, because change is here.
Now, that was the former First Lady, Mrs. Anakunedu Ajimang Rawlings. Now, we also had a representative from the Chief Justice. She spoke about laws being put in place to make sure that women are given the same rights as men in, at a workplace and wherever they find themselves. The Chief Justice came in later on. She didn't get a chance to give a few words. But basically, the consensus here is that women should work for change. They should work such that they don't wait for people to change their situation. They should take the bold step to ensure change in their life.